Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have you join us here today. And welcome back to all of you that have been listening to the live stream on Transformation Talk Radio. And hello to all of you that have been with us on our flagship station, KKNW AM 1150 and FN on some channels I don't even remember because I just don't know. Benny knows all of that. Today, we got a great show for you today. I love, love, love it. We've got a couple of producers at the helm. I'm thinking it's Olivia, but it might be Jacob. It doesn't matter because the show today, is it Olivia? It probably Olivia or Jacob.
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Olivia.
Hey there.
Good to have you. I was talking before. Nadine is joining me here today. This is really kind of cool. Because the last time Nadine came on, and let me just say Nadine, you're probably like, Nadine who? Nadine Gordon Taylor joining me here today. You know, if you want to find out more about Nadine, go to the thirdeyestudio.com and you're going to find out a lot more. But we were talking before the show. So Nadine is, you know, when I think about people that step out and look at what they do, classically trained, and you're going to find out what this means, experimental artist, focuses on animal kingdom and symbolic connection to humans, masters in arts and painting from Long Island. I love the way I say that. So like if you're from New York, you don't say Long Island. You say Long Island like that. University and her doctorate in education from, yes, we went to the same school, Columbia University. Except she studied something really interesting. I went through a grueling sensitivity, team training, psychology, a full year of that, and walked out of there thinking, I got to move to the West Coast. So for me today, we're talking about animal love oracle cards, advice, compassion, and wisdom from our animal mentors with Nadine Gordon Taylor. Before the show, we were talking about chit-chatting, about where we are and what we're doing. And I had a couple of realizations, and I'm going to just start. Nadine, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you back. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Pat, and thank you for having me back.
Look, I want to start with the question you asked, because I think it's a great place to start. You asked me, I'll paraphrase, you asked me how I was doing, and last time we talked, don't remember what that year was. I could probably look it up. Linda's my producer. Who cares?
Just last year, yeah.
Was it just last year?
No, I mean 6-8 months ago, something like that.
But when you asked, I want to go back because I want to talk to you about the animals and I want to talk about the power of this, if we could. When you asked me, I don't think you knew that I was going to get my knees replaced. I don't think you knew that my life had been upheavaled in that I had been in a place for 14 years and it was like, you have to move. And I'm in the middle of knee replacement, just got the other one done, right? And you asked me how I was doing today. And I was fascinating because something has happened in the world and the fifth dimension and energy or whatever you want to call it. But what I've discovered, and I want you to talk to it, we truly can become the masters of our own destiny. Mm-hmm. We truly can become that. And I want to start with that question for you, because it's interesting when you were talking to me 8 months ago, 9 months ago, wherever that was or whatever that was, there were a lot of things up in the air. Today, it's as if everything, the universe, just laying it out. How does that work energetically? What is your knowledge about how we could trust?
Well, a very good question. And what I believe, it's all, I use the word quantum for lack of a better word. I mean, we could say it's cause and effect, karma, energy. There's a lot of cliches, what you give out, you get back, what you focus on manifests. But the bottom line is we are much more in control of what happens to us than we realize. And it starts by just stopping and looking at yourself now. There's an expression, if you want to know what you were thinking 5 years ago, look at your life today. And if you want to know what your life is going to look like in 5 years, look at your thoughts today. Thoughts are extremely powerful. We have heard that before, but my big thing is knowing and integrating are two different things. You really have to understand that what you say, what you think, how you act on those thoughts creates the next step. It's kind of your roadmap. You're born on a map, but where you go on that journey is controlled by your thoughts. So it's not that things don't seem to happen, but the fact is how you react to how these things happen controls the next thing and the next and the next. So when you work with things like divination cards, like Oracle decks, Tarot decks, they make you more aware that you have an inner guidance, or call it your higher self, but something is working with you and you're understanding things in a clearer manner if you're willing and allow it to happen. A lot of people will go, I know, I know, I know, but then they shut it down.
No, yeah. I'm not doing I know, because I don't know what I don't know. And I have always been like that. I've always been at that place. But I really want to get to what you said. First of all, congratulations on the Animal Love Oracle cards.
Thank
congratulations
you.
On these so beautiful much. Cards. And I'm always struck by what happens when I do a three-card spread and two of them are creatures that swim. I'm just like, dude, I don't swim. Why would I pick you for a card? And why are you being picked for a card? I don't swim, but I have a relationship with water. And I want to talk with you about the cards for a minute, because first of all, they're beautiful. Second, I want to talk about the message inherent in the cards. And by the way, Benny, Olivia, we have three copies of the book, Animal Lover Oracle Cards Advice. I'm assuming that the book and the cards come together because we are talking about it.
Yes.
And I want to ask you about the paintings. Okay. When you create something like this, Nadine, how does this change you?
What's very interesting is in this series, which is a little different than my heart path, I started with a printmaking technique called monotypes and different things like that. And I had lots of sheets of paper around me, and I would look into the paper and I would actually hear the animal. The animal would come to me, and then I would start painting it. And I asked the animal, please, I want to have a relationship with you to make you beautiful so that when people see you, they will feel your energy. So as I'm painting, I am connecting on an energetic level with the soul of the species. And that's why when you look at the cards, most of the animals, if not all, are looking you directly in the eye, because that is really important. Because when you link with their eyes, you start feeling something in your heart. And so the painting itself, I feel, is the first step in the message, even though you have... for example, I pulled this card today with the chipmunk, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's looking at you in a way going, come on now, this is what I represent. I am this type of animal. I live in this type of environment. You've picked me. And you mentioned water. The very interesting thing about that is it's not always literal. Water is emotions. You may not like to swim in your emotions, so maybe you try to avoid it. And so you're getting the card that's going, you're not going to be able to avoid it. As long as you're listening to me, your higher self, I'm here to wake you up to new information that's keeping you from living the path you came here to live and do what you're supposed to do. We all have a passion and a dream. Once you find that, which is what I hope this deck will help with, then you're here to share it with the world. That's what you came here to do. And in some ways, these animals are going, I'm here to help you have the confidence and to get you past the negative self-talk. Because some people ask me, oh, is everything positive in the deck? And it's not that, it gets you to think, but there is no way I want you to focus on the negative, because that energetically will produce more negative. So they're here to say, have the confidence, I'm here, look me in the eyes, you feel my strength, you'll understand when I dig tunnels, you'll understand when I fly, you'll get that energy from me. And so it's not always literal. It's on so many levels, looking at the actual card between the colors that stimulate the eye and the images that are on that to what you end up reading, because there's words underneath it. And then the book expands on those words and takes it even deeper. So when I create the painting, at least in this series, I literally would hold the paper in my hand sometimes and throw the paint or the ink on it, think the animal, and it would start to come out.
You know, one of the things I want to say is, for those of you out there just tuning in, this is a live call-in show. We're actually going to give away 3 copies of the book and the deck. But when you call in for the copies, we're asking you to come on so we can pull a card for you and give you a message, because this is the time of message. I did something interesting, and I would like you to comment on it. And I never do these with cards. Usually when I get cards, I shuffle them. I look at them, of course. But in this deck in particular, I did something interesting. Usually I'm a random picker. I've also done a random pick here, but this deck was different for me. It called me to go through every card and have it. Okay. So how weird do I want to sound at the moment? To go through every card, not look at what it says, but look at the card. And, you know, is that the card? What am I drawn to? And it was fascinating when I did this. Now, clearly there are some animal totems I have that have been with me for a long time. Some of them came out, but I went through, and I have to tell you, there were 3 that jumped out, but there's one in particular that no matter how many times I shuffled the deck, when I looked at the bottom, it was there. And I tried to not pay attention. So I want to talk to you about that. You know, this was interesting exercise for me. So I have on the left the random cards. In front of me, I have the cards that I look straight in the eye, right? I looked at it in the eye. I mean, it looked at me. Let me just say, I didn't look at it. It's like it looked at me and it said, hello, hello. And I put it aside. And I wanted to ask you about that process before I share what they are. Can you talk about that process? Because it directly relates to what you said. 5 years ago, I was sitting at the edge of several major decisions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what was I going to do with this network? What do the people want me to do? What does the audience want me to do? And 5 years ago, I made a conscious decision to invest in up-leveling all of our programming. And 2 or 3 weeks ago, we're getting ready for expansion now, because we did do that up leveling. We did do it. But you see, we're so close to what we do, Nadine. We don't really understand, you know, how people in technology look at us. We have built something based on every one of y'all's input, every one of the listeners' inputs, everything they've ever said to us in 18 years, everything that every host has ever said to us. And we built it. We didn't think, what does broadcasting look like? We thought, what can we do to make it easier for people? And we just did it. Mm-hmm. We had our first meeting with an outside group, Amazon, AWS, and an AWS partner called Nomad. And Jessica and I we're kind of in a little awe because we're just talking about our stuff. And they're saying, can you show us? Because we kind of don't believe you. They didn't quite say it that way, but they said, could you show us? And we showed them. And from their perspective, they looked at us and they said, did you know nobody has that? Do you know nobody's doing that the way you're doing it? And Jessica and I are looking at each other and we said, no, because we're not building something to compare ourselves. We're building this for the people that we serve. Mm-hmm. So the cards I pulled,
excuse me,
and then the cards that talked to me, some of them I've never been related to. Tell me about this process and how these cards talk to people.
Well, that's an excellent question because every different deck you pick up will give you different advice that maybe you should pull one a day. Maybe you should pull three a day. Maybe you should do a Celtic cross or et cetera. But as far as I'm concerned, you always get the card you are supposed to hear at that particular moment in time. I had someone here that was going to do a reading and a card fell out of the deck for her and fell on the floor. And it was the image that her husband was secretly going to buy her the painting here in my shop, and it fell on the floor. I mean, the universe is going to bring you what you need to hear no matter what. So whatever way you do it, whether it's just you select it, you shuffle it, you spread it out, it doesn't matter how you do it, you are always going to hear because you're energetically linked to whatever it is that's guiding us at this moment. I call it my higher self. Some people call it angels, guides, God, goddesses, whatever name you want to give it. We are not alone. We all have guides with us. As far as I know, we all have two guides with us. And there is, and the guides that are with us are connected through the heart. And they're always positive. If you hear something negative like, oh, I didn't pick the right card, or oh, I'm not sure how to do it, that's all negative self-talk that has nothing to do with the current moment in time. That's like distraction. So yeah. When you pick up the cards, there are some people that believe you've got to get your energy on them. And if you believe that, then you need to do it. There are some people that believe you just go in and pull one, and then that's what you do. And you can shuffle it vertically like this. You can shuffle it horizontally. And, you know, you can stand on your head. But my philosophy is you are always going to get the message you need to hear. And that is the bottom line. And if you, when you're listening to it, the things you tend to resist the most are usually what you need to hear the most. So yeah. I don't know if that answers your question.
That does. And by the way, we've got two people calling. What I'd like to do, Benny, if we could, is I'd love to take one of our callers. And then, Benny, would you also make sure we get their information and we'll send them a deck of the cards. But are we ready to give our fabulous audience members some insight? You ready, Nadine?
Absolutely.
Benny, Charlene.
Hello.
Hello, Charlene. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, ladies?
Good. So we want to give you a message today using the cards. And by the way, don't hang up until Benny gets your information.
Already taken care of, Pat.
Oh, he's so good. Benny's so good. Charlene, Nadine, I'm going to let you both take over.
So I'm just going to pull a card for Charlene.
Yep.
And I'm just going to I'm just going to randomly pull it. Ah! Now, I have to say, in my deck, there are two wild cards. I call them wild cards because they are mythological beings, the unicorn and the mermaid. And you just got the mermaid. And the mermaid is enchanting, unconventional, and strong convictions. So I'm going to start off by just reading a little bit. I'm not sure if I should read the whole thing.
Go for it.
So it says, congratulations. The card you have selected is a wild card. It shows a mermaid, half human, half fish, swimming towards a blue rose, which is my symbol for miracles. Mermaids have been part of human consciousness for a very long time. They live at a similar but different frequency. They have found a way to visit us from time to time. sometimes on purpose, sometimes not. While there is no evidence that mermaids exist outside of folklore, reports of mermaid sightings continue to the present day. So the symbolism of the mermaid combines fish, water, and feminine energy. Fish speak of determination and a strong sense of self. They rarely slow down. They go at full speed towards what they believe in. Mermaids live in water. Water is considered a feminine element associated with emotions and intuition. It is more powerful than we realize because some scientists believe that it can be programmed just like a computer. Water crystals change when exposed to high or low frequency words. So before drinking or swimming in any water, send its loving thoughts. And I want to reinforce the fact that when you drink something, when you take a shower, when you're swimming, I mean, if you're thinking certain thoughts, that water is almost like a quartz crystal. It's a magnifier. So be very careful of that. Mermaids think with their hearts. You can too. In fact, there is proof that the heart has a similar cellular structure to the brain. At stressful times, it is important that you feel with your heart rather than think with your brain. Mermaids are rare, but I do feel that they exist. Symbolically, you may feel alone in your beliefs, but there are others out there like you. You have a profound understanding that life can be different. Trust the voice you hear inside that tells you that the outer world is not what it seems to be. It absolutely can change. When you receive this wild card, it means to unequivocally go for the gold. Believe in your visions of paradise on earth and all you need to do to achieve it. You were born with these dreams in your genes. So when the mermaid shows up, you might find yourself going through a makeover. Don't be surprised if you feel rebellious, wild, and intensely independent. And since the spirit of the mermaid is so distinctive and quirky, expect something new and different to manifest. What fun is that? The mermaid is very discerning and only appears to the true of heart. If you want to connect with her, you must love yourself, know you are brilliant, and realize that you are one in a billion. Be strong, independent, and believe in magic. Remember to go where none have gone before. You are more important than you realize. Swim with the mermaid towards your new positive timeline and be ready to receive your miracles. And the affirmations are, everything works out better than I imagined. I awaken to my role as the architect of my life. Miracles are a state of mind. They are possible when I believe in them. So tell me how you respond to that.
It's everything that I believe in and more. And it's really funny. I totally connect to this card because lately, I've been drinking a lot more water, and when I drink the water, I bless the water with good health. And when I bathe in Epsom salts to cleanse my aura. And whenever I shower, it's bless this water. Like, I totally connect to this card.
That's great. Well, there's something that you've come here to do that you're either working on or you're not sure, but just know whatever it is you're thinking of doing, because I know you're coming from the heart, don't let anything stop you from that particular dream. That's the message of this card, that if you're wavering or doubt anything, if there's even the littlest thing that you know that you want to do but weren't sure of, this is the card saying, go for that goal.
Oh my gosh.
Got it?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Charlene. Benny, Olivia, what I would love to do in a minute is go to a break. But before we do, Nadine, please tell people about the Animal Love Oracle cards. Please tell them how they can get their own copy. Please tell them how they can find out about you. And when we come back, we're going to go right back to the phones. Of course, we have Margot waiting. And the book and the card giveaway come together. So when we say we're going to give you the book, it's with the cards.
It's with the cards. This is called Animal Love Oracle Cards, Advice, Compassion, and Wisdom from our Animal Mentors, illustrated, of course, by me and written by me.
Yeah.
Inner Traditions Baron Company is the publisher.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is Google either the name of it's all over the internet, but you can get it directly from Baron Company. You can get it from Amazon. I know Barnes & Noble has it. You can pretty much get it on the internet without a problem. And I am, my website is www.thethirdeyestudio.com, and all my information is on that website. I sell the prints to both of my decks there, and it gives a little blurb for each, a little sample blurb for each of the images that are in these decks. And anything else that I need
to
know?
No, that's good. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're right to the phones, 1-800-930-2819. And yes, I have a question from somebody who said, when you come back, can you and Nadine talk about, you must have mentioned the Celtic spread.
Yes.
We will talk about that. I have it as a 10-card spread. And when we come back, we'll talk about what the Celtic spread is. And okay. Margo, we're coming right to you and anybody else calling in. 1-800-930-2819. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am excited. I'm so excited. Like the Pointer Sister excited, Benny.
That's a great song. One of my favorites.
You know the Pointer Sisters? You got to love those sisters.
Yeah, all of them.
Ooh, they were so good. I think when you talk about sister groups, they were the best, right?
They were sad to see you go from the group. That's complimenting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't you think when you think about sister groups, like you got the brother groups and you got that like Michael Jackson, when you think about the sister groups, they are at the top of the food chain, right?
We're all equal here, Pat. They are all amazing.
Oh my God.
Come on, Pat. Don't do that.
All right. So let me put it to you a different way. Give me another sister group that did a song like Fire. I'll let you think about that. I'm going back to Nadine. We're going to pull a card for you, Benny. Welcome back, everybody. We're having so much fun because it is fun. It is the time to really boost everything up. Animal love oracle cards, advice, compassion, wisdom from our animal mentors with Nadine Gordon Taylor. We're going to get to the phones. Let's go ahead and bring Margo on. And while we're bringing Margo on, you mentioned the Celtic spread. And so you briefly mentioned it. One of our listeners said, what was that again? Okay. I have it as a 10-card spread. I've already done mine here since you mentioned it. I only looked at two cards, but it's a 10-card spread. And each of the cards is in a particular position, and you can go online and Google it.
Yes, it's past, it's present, it's future. It's the outcome, you know, what you're thinking at this point. You know,
it's so much.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a lot of information, but.
To do that, yes.
Yeah. But what I love about the cards is, and we'll go through this today, is when you do a spread like the Celtic spread, what happens is that you see how the Celtic spread, how the images of it, right? How the flow of these cards make sense. And so we're going to go to the phones right now, but I shared my first card, which represents the middle, and it was the manatee. And it says, acceptance, simplify, slow down. Can't be any more perfect than that. I'm just saying. Let's go. Margo, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey.
Thank you for having me on. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. We would love to pull a card for you. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
So Margo should think about a question, no? What do you think, Nadine?
She can think about a question, but I did pull a card, so.
Oh, let's go.
What I advise people to do when you're dealing with divination is not to ask a specific question, but to ask for the highest and best good outcome. Let's just say if you are having a hard time with work or with family or, you know, things like that, you just say, please give me for the highest and best good some guidance that will help me through this. And the card that I just pulled was the Penguin, and it's transitional, unconventional, and dream visions. I'm actually going to change my glasses. So I'm going to go over it. The book is alphabetical. And it says the card that was selected shows a penguin manifesting its dreams. Although the penguin is a bird and has feathers, it cannot fly. It has evolved its own way and dances to its own tune. And it's important when you hear these expressions for you to listen closely. So you too need to allow what makes you unique, special, and different to develop in its own time. Don't judge yourself by other standards. Listen to your inner voice guiding you to new territory. The more you listen, the stronger your extrasensory abilities will become. Eleanor Roosevelt had it right when she said so eloquently, you wouldn't worry so much about what others think if you realized how seldom they do. So the penguin spends most of its time in or around water, diving below the surface looking for food. Symbolically, this connects it to the world of dreams, feeling, and intuition, and allows it to adapt to different levels of reality. Venture with the penguin deep below the surface and connect to remote and uncharted aspects of your psyche. There you can access personal and universal knowledge, helping you to understand and accept why you are here. Like the penguin, be fearless and optimistic, no matter how challenging the landscape. If things seem a bit frenzied and overwhelming right now, know that this is just a temporary state. Place your hands on your heart, breathe slowly, and visualize that you have what it takes to succeed on all levels. Move forward with your most favorite ideas and projects and see them manifest. These personal missions contain rich rewards, especially if what you want to do involves helping others. The penguin molts and removes feathers that are no longer necessary. What don't you need any longer? This can include things, emotions, and memories. Have a little ceremony and honor what you release, let it go, and feel renewed, energetic, and optimistic. Follow the penguin to new dimensions and experience hidden blessings and being reunited with your true and empowered self. And the affirmations are, I am tougher and more powerful than I know. I let go of anything that keeps me from reaching for the stars. and I am able to navigate turbulent waters knowing that smooth sailing is ahead. So how does that sound?
How's that sound, Margo? Really a nice thing to hear today. That's very affirming. That's awesome. It's what I needed to hear. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
And I was going to say that quotation is very, very important. I don't put that many quotations in each card, but this one about I have a feeling you worry about what others think. And I love the way Eleanor Roosevelt put it. If you realize how seldom they actually do, you realize you're the one that has all the answers. And they're mirroring you in a way on some level. And if you have doubts about yourself, you're going to attract others that have doubts as well. So you really do need to understand that you are much more in control of what's happening than you realize.
Okay.
How's that sound, Margo? Are you ready to take the reins?
I'm ready. I'm ready to be ready.
Oh, yes. I love that. I love that we're thinking about that way. Ready to be ready. It's really interesting. Did you hear earlier what I was saying is that, I rarely take a deck of cards like this and go right to a spread or go look at the cards, but I found myself really drawn to them, and you're going to be getting a deck of these. So I'm interested to see what you think. But for the first time in my experience, I have been drawn to cards that I have not been drawn to before. And when I did my Celtic spread just now, where they landed was extremely interesting. So you're going to have so much fun with this, Margo. And I'm assuming you gave Benny information because Benny's all over it, right?
He is all over it. Benny always does his job.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Margo.
Yeah, it's the better Benny. Benny gets better. He gets better every day.
Like fine wine over time?
Okay, okay.
Margo, thank you. Anything else we can help you with today?
No, that was great. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, rock on. Thank you. Nadine, let's take a moment and let people know about how they can find out more about you. And then I want to talk about one of the spreads, because I think what's interesting, it will help people explain sort of the detail of the way we're talking about how the cards work.
Okay.
I find it fascinating, too. I rarely do a Celtic spread.
It's a lot of information.
But for some reason, I felt drawn to it today. We don't have time to go through all of it, but I want to talk about how the relationships of these cards work to each other. Again, please let people know how they get the deck. And of course, what a great publication. What a great way to get this message out.
Well, you can get this from Inner Traditions Bear & Company. It's Bear & Company. And just Google them online. Or again, if you just Google Animal Love Oracle Cards, they will pop up. And then there's my website, www.thethirdeyestudio.com. You can always get any information about me there. My phone number is there and my email is there. And please feel free, if you have any questions, to contact me. I actually love talking with people. And as far as the cards go, I do suggest, you can pull one card a day. You can have the past, present, future, and outcome, which is four cards, if you have a little bit more time. When you get to the Celtic cross, which is a cross and then cards going up the side, the 10 card spread, that means you're ready to have almost like, I want to say, a master's course in what you're supposed to be hearing at that moment in your life right now, because you'll only pull what on some level that you either avoiding or you just need to hear it to confirm it, but you are going to always pick. And the other thing is, you're only going to hear what you're ready to hear. So when you first pull a card, that's why I say one a day or one a week sometimes in the beginning is enough, because I tell you to go back and reread it, because you might not have thought something was very important. And all of a sudden, like you were saying before, something pops out and you need to pull it. But, I like what you did with the deck when you said you turned it around and looked. It shows you that everything can be done in a different way. It's unconventional. And I think that's the motto of our days, not to do what's always been done before, but to follow your own intuition and do it your way. And so if you just turn the deck over and go through each card and you pick the one or ones that you resonate to, whether it's because of its beauty or because of a memory, it doesn't matter what. It means it's connected to you energetically on some level and you're ready to hear it. The Celtic Cross is going to give you so much information about who you are, what brought you to the current situation, where you're going to go with that current situation and how it's going to outcome. And that's just something you need to have time to do it correct. You don't want to rush through it.
No. You know, here's the thing, and let's go through this for a minute. I mentioned to you that for the first time I found myself drawn to certain, you know, I don't like to call them animal totems, but connections.
The guides.
And so these cards are really beautiful like that. One of the things that I did is I laid out the Celtic spread. So for Angie, for you that's asking about it, go ahead and Google it. But what you find is it's a 10-card spread. In the middle is a situation. And in the situation, Nadine, the manatee. And the reason that I love that card is because it talks to the message of, for me, what I need to do now to prepare for all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says your situation, and the situation is acceptance, simplify, slow down. Clearly, I did that. But here's the question. In the process of doing it, and I think this is the confusion we have sometimes with cards, so I need your help on this.
Okay.
When you and I talk about simplify, people confuse simplify with streamline. So when you pull a card, acceptance, simplify, and slow down, it doesn't imply that you negotiate or compromise your dream and vision.
No, not
this
at all.
Is the confusion. And so that's why I love pulling this card. Talk about this card, but talk about it and wait till you see the rest. You and I have a vision. Look at you talking about doing one-on-one readings. Mm-hmm. So if you'd have pulled this card, it wouldn't be like, oh no, Nadine, don't do any readings.
No, but it would actually, with that in, to use that example, what that would mean is to simplify my life to allow me to do that which I want to do. And the simplification could be physical, it could be spiritual, it could be emotional. So it isn't just meaning, you know, maybe work a little less so that you can do what you want a little bit more, but it could also mean slow your thoughts down a little bit because you're driving yourself crazy. You know, it also could mean your house is a mess because you can't really function very well if you're in debris. So if you simplify and let go of things you don't need any longer, you will let in the things that are here to serve you. So it can be on many different levels.
So this is what I love about this. As you do this, it's an interesting spread. And when you go to the second card, it talks about, I've seen this second card talked about in different ways. One of them is opposing forces. There's another view of this that says what distracts you. So my second card is, when I pick the second card, right? What I think about is I pick the cougar.
Okay.
Now I have to tell you about this card because this is one of the cards that when I went through the deck, there are two of them three of them actually that came out like this. Mm-hmm. One was the cougar. The other is the panther, the black panther. It's in a different place. But I picked the cougar for my second card. And this is an interesting card because I don't know how to interpret it in this place. What distracts you or what's your challenge? Here, tell us what the cougar is because I love this card.
Well, I'm going to just read the first affirmation, which is, I am always the best version of myself. So if you let anything get in the way, you know, the negative self-talk, that could be it. But with the cougar, it says, the cougar is very strong, confident, and balanced. And it says, it is ready for anything that life throws its way. Are you, you know, the challenges and things, are you? So if it's in that placement, it's just asking you, how are you being affected by the challenges that are being thrown at you right now? And can you handle them? What kind of help do you need? The cougar knows that you've come here to address and heal many lifetimes of karma. When embraced, these dramas can awaken you to your mission here on Earth and allow you to raise your personal and universal vibration. So is anything from that holding you back and keeping these vibrations down? What would it be? I mean, you would personalize it and make a list of these things, like what, you know, it wants you to look and investigate that which is holding you back. To do this, you need to release any judgments you have and learn to be compassionate. This includes learning to love yourself as well as others. Remember, your greatest issues are never about what other people do, but how you respond to what they do. So have other people bothered you? And maybe you haven't realized that it's how you responded, not how they're responding. Yep. So the outer world will transform when you go inside and work on yourself. You are alive today because your soul wants to help humanity ascend to heart-based consciousness, which you do. Is there anything keeping you from doing that that's coming from your own emotions, your own past or things? Not necessarily, you know, if you paid your debt or not.
Well, this is how brilliant the cards are. So let's talk about what you've created in these cards. Number one was, right, the situation. Acceptance, simplify, slow down. Oh, maybe that's getting in the way. But number three, what are you letting go of, is the fish. Didn't you just talk about it? Emotions, right? Now, I don't think it wants me to get rid of a strong sense of self, but you know, what I hear you say is when you put these cards together, Cougar is the spiritual warrior, I think you call it too.
Yes.
That is an interesting aspect of this because I am in a really interesting position where I'm fighting becoming that, or I don't see myself as that.
See?
And this is really interesting for me. Probably too much information I'm sharing here, but you know, there's a label that I've been called recently and I've been shying away from it. And I think what you're talking about, or what the messages of these cards are and the beauty of it, when I look that cougar in the eye, I am very clear about what I need to step into. When I look at that fish, I rarely pick any kind of water at creatures. I'm telling you, I just don't. And I got the manatee and I got the fish. Determination, emotion, strong sense of self. So this is what I love about these cards, because by themselves, they're powerful, right? But when you start to put them together in a spread like this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I got to ask you about one more.
Go ahead.
The fourth card.
Which one?
This is what's opening to you. The penguin.
Which I just read.
But it's transitional, unconvention, and dream visions.
Unconventional, which of course you are.
But this is so cool. I want to stop here in the few minutes we have left, because I want people, this is less about the cards I pull, but I want you to talk to how brilliant these messages are when you integrate them for a minute.
Well, they form a narrative. But again, it's all coming from some aspect of your own vision, since I believe we're creating reality moment to moment. So we're always looking outside ourselves for the answers. That's what we've been taught ever since we went to school. But all the answers are inside. And your cougar is telling you you're more psychic than you realize. And most people have an ability that's been turned off, not because it's off, but it's just that you're not looking at it. You're not aware of it. You're not acknowledging it. But so when you put these cards together, what you're actually doing is kind of forming a sentence or a paragraph, which brings me more back to my first deck, which is a little more complex that way because it had many symbols in it. This one just focuses on the individual animal and its environment, you know, what it eats, what it does, does it dig tunnels, does it swim? And then it relates it to your own life. Now, if you take different animals and you do past, present, future, and outcome, or the Celtic spread, or just one card, you are going to hear part of a larger narrative that you need to hear it. And you will only hear it as much as you can handle. So if you can handle doing the Celtic spread, then you are open to hearing the full story for that situation that you're in. Maybe you can just handle one card and you just are going to focus on that for the day or the week.
Yep.
because you may be open to things. You said some, I mean, I don't know if it was you just said it, I don't know what I don't know.
That's the way I've lived my life. And I got to tell you, it's gotten me through more doorways. It's gotten me to do things I would have never done if I had known. And so it's, I don't know what I don't know, is a representation of ignorance is bliss.
Well, the fact is that it's nice and humbling when you don't know what you don't know, but you know how many people think they know when they really don't know?
Oh yeah.
And then they lead themselves down into a path and a room, and then they just have to turn around and go the other way. So these cards are here to gently nudge you and guide you to open up to that which you don't know at this point. And you may think you know something. I mean, we all know we're supposed to listen to our intuition. How many of us actually do?
Yeah. You know, here's what I love about the storyboard of this. And for those of you just tuning in, you know, I want to make sure you know that today's show with Nadine Gordon Taylor and her latest book and in Animal Love Cards is just fantastic. We're talking about, for the moment, we're just going through sort of what does a Celtic oracle spread look like, and we're not going to be able to get through all of them. But I do want to stay with this for a minute, because when I look at then 5 and 6, mm-hmm. right? Manatee, cougar, fish, right? Penguin, now 5, elephant, which is what you haven't recognized, intelligence, responsibility, and divine feminine. And then you go up to 6. So now you're finishing the inside spread. What you're beginning to understand from this reading is the hawk. And so when I take a look at all of these together, it's like, oh boy.
But you know, I'm going to just go back to the elephant for a second.
Go ahead.
Without even reading what I wrote, the elephant is huge, right? It's huge. It's that you are not quite understanding your greatness and your size yet. Even if I could go into the whole, it talks about feminine and you know, a lot of stuff, but it's a huge land animal. And then the hawk is a solar bird. It connects you to the great spirits, your higher self. And it also lets you see the bigger picture without getting nitpicky about too many details down here. You can pull back and now look at this whole spread and you can see it for what it is, the guidance that you're ready to accept and allow in at this time.
I love this deck. And I just want to go through this quickly so that I'm getting a message. People want me to read the other cards. Let me just read them. We're not going to have time to go into them. On the outside, 7, 8, 9, and 10, just so you know, I'm going to start in the order of 10. 10 is the result, which was the dragonfly.
Oh.
9 is take this action, which is the Black Panther. 8 has to do with family and friends. Offer this, which is the snake. And 7, which is a little bit of a confusion for me, it's a card I pull a lot, but it says outdating thinking brings this, and it's the deer. This is my spread, which I'm going to spend a lot of time with, but I'm fascinated by it. But I'm more fascinated, Nadine, about how you've created these in a way that literally tells a story.
This deck kind of just happened to me. I didn't, when I created the images, they were not particularly for a deck. They were coming just from my love and passion of the animals and my love of art. And I kept asking them to guide me. I always ask for help from my higher self, from whatever. So I would literally ask the animal to come into the card for me. Give me your soul. Let me let them see you, the beauty of you. And so I feel the energy of that is in the cards. So when you put them together, whether it's one card or 10 cards, you can, and it will be your highest self. You can literally look at the words on the bottom and pick the ones that form the sentence you're ready to hear.
Now, I will say this, and I'm going to end with this. You said you could pick a card that sort of represents the whole deal. I went ahead and did that. This is why I love what you do. I picked the rhinoceros. Confidence, unconventional, and law of attraction. So I'm going to spend time tonight in my sacred space with this. But Nadine, I want to thank you for bringing a new level of consciousness and a tool forward for us that is so heart connected, so beautiful, and so wise in the book that you've written. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
And thank you.
Can you tell people how they can work with you one-on-one? Because we haven't done that yet.
If you go to if you go to my website, all my contact information is on there. And you can either text me or email me. I mean, I'm ngtartist@optonline.net, but that's too fast. That's written on my website. And if someone would like to get a session with me one-on-one, which is reading the card and then talking for the rest of the hour together, they can either text me or email me, and I'd be willing to make an appointment with them.
Well, I'm going to be one of the first to do it because I need help with this spread. Because there's a lot of things in here that I don't know what I don't know about, but I think there's a reason you came on today. And it's really to help me understand how I can better serve in the calling that I have in this life.
Well, you got two very large, great animals, which on some levels, at this point, you just don't know how great you are yet. You're getting there, but you don't know it yet. Those are magnificent animals. Yep.
I still have dreams about me being on a monkey bar in New York City in the Bronx. So I'm just saying, I love my life. I love being able and have the honor of talking to someone like you, Nadine.
Oh,
and I love what you're doing for our audience.